Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hello, 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 and welcome to yet another episode of A Wild Podcast Has Appeared, comicbook.com's official Pokemon podcast. I am Christian Hoffer. I am joined by Megan Peters.
Now, I thought that you were actually Jim Viscardi today.
No. I could never try to be Jim Viscardi, in part because it's such a step down for me. So,
wow. All right, here we go. Starting off this podcast hot because Jim Viscardi is unfortunately feeling unwell today. So he's not here. Send him all the best wishes on Twitter. But, you know, he's got that strong immune system. He'll be good.
Yeah, no, I fully expect him to make a full recovery and for him to get his revenge on us for all the Geodude slander that this episode is about to dive into, you know, because when Jim is not around, Christian and Megan, we get our rocks and we chuck them out the window because that is how much we dislike that freakish rock with arms. It's just such a weird Pokemon.
Yes, it is. I won't disagree with you on that. So let's get started, man.
Yeah. Let's dive into things. We got a busy episode this week. We'll dive right into the first thing, talking about Pokemon Go. So they announced some more details about the upcoming Gibble Community Day, and it's going to be a banger, Megan. It's going to be a banger.
I'm not really feeling all that great about it. I'm kind of pretty much neutral on the subject, but if you have some information that's going to make me feel more hyped about the community day, I'm definitely game to hear it because I'm just kind of even keel with this one right now.
Well, a couple big things are coming out of it. For one thing, Garchomp is going to get Earth Power as its exclusive community day move. While that's not going to impact the Go Battle League metagame at all, it is going to make a big impact on what ground type Pokemon you're going to bring to raids. For the longest time, Groudon kind of ruled the roost as the premier ground type raid Pokemon. However, now Garchomp with Earth Power has a higher total damage output than Groudon does. So that means that, if you need some ground type Pokemon to use in raids, to use against upcoming Pokemon like, say, Tapu Koko, an electric type Pokemon. And, Garchomp's going to be available and really easy to get for one day only. So, that's kind of like the big news about it is there's going to be a big shakeup in terms of the ground type Pokemon. And the other thing is, we're getting triple catch XP, which.
Ooh, that's yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So,
I like that.
People have been kind of grumping about Community Day for a while. They definitely took a step down over the pandemic. But this one is the first one that really makes it feel like, Community Day is an event again, definitely an appointment, event.
Hmm. So basically what you're telling me is that no matter what happens in the terms of all these things coming to Pokemon Go, I need to get a Garchomp.
Yes, yes, you do need to get Garchomp. Also, like, a lot of people don't have Garchomp. It's not the easiest Pokemon to get your hands on.
I don't think I actually, now that I'm kind of like thinking back, I do not believe I have a Garchomp. So, you know what? This is going to be the best time for me to get it, and it's going to be one of the best kind of type forms with the tags to get. Then, yeah, I'm gonna get Garchomp. I can't guarantee that I'm going to have any success because, I'm not, for just like a heads up, I recently injured my hand, and this is my dominant hand, and so I can type, but I cannot use my thumb very well. It's got like a brace and stuff under it. So,
what did you do to yourself, Megan?
So I, as a homeowner, decided that I was going to take pride in my lawn because I'm just, you know, that kind of suburban person now. I was, just doing some lawn, you know, wearing my yard gloves as usual. You know, Diglett would have been really proud of me at how I was really tilling the soil in my lawn. And unfortunately, I don't know, my gloves are defective, but I just like ripped a huge blister like between my thumb and pointer finger. So I can't move my thumb very well. So I can't really flick my Pokeballs very well, especially because this is my dominant hand. So I haven't played Pokemon Go in a little bit because, you know, I can't really play it. I don't have any hand-eye coordination with my other thumb. So we'll see how this goes. If not, I'm just going to have like a friend or my fiance just try to give me a Garchomp.
You have 2 weeks. You have 2 weeks. So unless you manage to like re-injure your hand in the 2 weeks, hopefully your thumb will be functional. Yeah, that's true.
Knowing me, it's a struggle to hit the space bar on my laptop. So we'll see how this goes. But anyways, I will at least definitely try to get Garchomp because hopefully, you know, this will be healed.
That will take place. I believe it's June 6th is when the Gibble Community Day will be. So, you know, we'll try to shoot out a reminder the week before it takes place. However, in terms of other upcoming things that are going on, we now know the name of the next Pokemon trading card game expansion that will come out after Chilling Rain. And it is called Evolving Skies. Now, the name of that, Evolving Skies, seems to invoke a certain Pokemon that is known for its many branching evolutions.
Also known as Megan's favorite.
Yes, which I believe this will be the set that Eevee Heroes comes to the United States at.
I'm so concerned, everyone who's listening to this right now. I just need to tell you how concerned I am that I'm not going to be able to get these cards. And we'll talk about this later in the podcast about, you know, the reasons why we've spoken about the sheer insanity surrounding the TCG right now and trying to get these Pokemon cards. But I saw, you know, the Japanese set of the Eevee Heroes, you know, some of them went live online. Mm-hmm. And Vaporeon is so beautiful. I just want these cards more than I can tell you. And I'm just so deeply concerned I'm not going to be able to find them.
Yeah, so, no, all of the Eevee Heroes cards look great. Like my personal favorite is, you know, they have this great Espeon. I'm going to send it over to our producer and see if he can chuck it up on screen here really quick. Give me 1 second.
I mean, like legitimately in all of the cards, there is not a single bad one. Like I was expecting maybe like Leafeon or, you know, Umbreon or something like that to maybe get a little bit of the like shaft, because like I love every single evolution. Just because Vaporeon is my confirmed favorite does not mean I don't love all of them. But no, I figured they might like slip on a couple of them, but every single card for that set is so nice. And I'm the kind of person, I mean, you can't see them in my background right now because I'm in the way, but I have all of those like A Date with Eevee figures. I have the Eevee like Mega Construct Blocks things, which are surprisingly difficult to put together, BTW. But like, I really love Eevee. I really, really love Eevee. And so I'm just going to go ahead and put this out into the universe. If I do not get these cards, and you have these cards in excess, please, please. My birthday's coming up. Like, it's, I mean, it's like 2 months out, but like by the time these cards are here in the US, like, please, I am begging you.
Yeah.
Help me out.
These cards, hopefully, if Evolving Skies is, you know, is the set, which, you know, it we still don't know, you know, to be 100% honest, we do not know what's going to be in Evolving Skies. The name strongly suggests that it's going to have EV heroes in it. Hopefully by August, some of the craziness surrounding the Pokemon trading card game should be resolved. You know, let's hope.
I mean, I am hoping, but I like, that's legitimately like what I want for my birthday. Like, I've already told like my fiance and stuff. So like, if we can't find it and someone has it, I am begging you, hit me up, slide in those DMs. I need your vendor. I need your source. I just need these cards so bad. So that's my plea to the universe today, is let me get these EV cards without having to like go somewhere at 4 a.m. You know, if I can even find a place that still sells the cards in stores now, because that's a whole other story.
Yeah, no, I'm one of the things I like about this the EV heroes, and we'll pull up an image of the I think it's the secret rare. Yep, right there. So
cute. It's so cute.
This is the full art variant of Espeon VMAX, and it's just a lazy cat sleeping on top of a building. It looks absolutely amazing. Like, this might be my favorite Pokemon card of like the Sword and Shield era, to be 100% honest. Like, I need to have this card. It's a promo card over in Japan, so we don't know how it's going to be released in the United States. It could be part of some pack. It could be, you know, it might be a secret rare over in over here in the US. We don't know yet, but I want this card really badly.
In the artwork that you see here, if you're listening on the stream, you know, if you're not watching the video of this on Twitch or on YouTube, please pause, go look at these cards, and then come back and fangirl with me or fanboy with Hoffer, because these cards, I mean, I know we've been saying that the cards for the TCG have had some, you know, really astounding artwork as of late, but these EV cards, man, it's just so stupidly cute. That's all I can say. I want them so bad. It's all I want for my birthday. Like, come on, guys. Let this, like, one thing work out for me. I've been trying to do yard work. It has not worked. I've been trying to do some home renovations. It's not been going my way. At least let me get these EV cards.
Yeah, no, I think that you will be pretty happy. Another, like, side note that's, you know, Pokemon trading card adjacent, not necessarily tied to any EVs, but it does look like we talked about last year they released that Battle Academy box set, you know, like which is, you know, on sale at Target and lots of other, you know, kind of like mainstream stores. It looks like they're going to be releasing another one of them. They're releasing a Battle Stadium box. We don't know what it's about, but we know it's a Battle Stadium box, and it's going to have a retail price of around $60, which likely that kind of matches what we know of the Battle Academy box. That one is also going to be, going to be out here. And I think that's getting released along with Evolving Skies. So that'll be released in August. There's lots of cool promo stuff that's coming out. It got mentioned in the chat by Acme White that, you know, we're getting a Marnie tournament collection, which has, one of them has a full art of Marnie. So that one's going to, I got a feeling that one's going to sell bonkers, because Marnie,
Marnie has a fan base.
Yeah, no, it always cracks me up. Like, I remember, because she was like one of the first like trainer cards in the Sword and Shield set to get like a full art version, and like it's still selling for a bunch of money. Even though it's just a generic card that doesn't really do all that much, but people are like, yeah, give me the Marnie art. So
a lot of Pokemon things to look forward to. Obviously, we're going to give you more updates as these dates come in closer. Basically, just to reiterate, EV cards. If you find them and I don't have them, please find me on Twitter at Megan Peters CB. It's in the Twitch chat. Find me. Tell me. I'm desperate. I'm already like, I'm like legitimately sweating a little bit. I'm concerned. I want these cards so bad. Oh my gosh. All right. I just need to calm down a little bit. I had too much coffee this morning.
Oh, you're fine. I was about to say, well, you know, and the nice thing is that with there's no gym, you know, he's not going to try to turn it into something weird. You know, which is always good. I'm
no,
definitely...
he will find the cars and he'll start, you know, going around the blocks in Murfreesboro, around the malls, you know, saying, hey, you heard of these sweet cards? You know, I got just like opens his jacket pocket. He's got like a whole line of them. You want some, you know, just this one, you know, it's one blister pack, you know,
oh, Lisa, man.
You know, I'd give you a good deal, $100.
we'll talk about this. You know, I guess, you know, I was about to say, I have some good Jim Viscardi jokes coming up for a future segment. I'm trying to think if there's any other Pokemon news before we dive into our kind of like deep dive stuff.
No, our deep dive stuff is where the real news is.
Yeah, because, I was about to say, we've got some big stuff there.
There's some interesting things happening with the Pokemon anime and the TCG again. We're circling back, man.
Yeah. So. I guess before we go and take our commercial break, I will bring up, you know, June is coming up. You know, we've had kind of like a slow time in terms of Pokemon news. You know, ever since basically the Pokemon Direct back in February, we have had no Pokemon video game news to report on whatsoever. However, it is very likely that next month we are going to get some new information about you know, Pokemon, the Diamond and Pearl remakes, maybe some Pokemon Unite news, because that's supposed to be coming out here anytime. Yeah. And finally, you know, maybe we'll even get some Pokemon Legends news. But all that stuff is probably going to be coming up here pretty soon. You know, if you come here for the video game news and you're a little disappointed because all we've talked about is Pokemon Snap, you know, like I said, June is probably going to have some big news or at least some updates about all the big Pokemon games that are coming up. I think we're going to go and take a quick break. And then when we return, we will do some deep dives into some more Pokemon stuff.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/RS10 today.
We are back.
And we pay for the show. So, you know, mark that off our checklist. Thank you for sticking around. Make gifts of that, please. That was just lovely.
You know, let me tell you a fun story. You know, I have a one-year-old. He just turned one a week ago. And he is, you know, kind of bouncing back and forth between nights of full sleep. And then occasionally he is, you know, will wake up at like midnight and be like wide awake for like 2-3 hours at a time. I will let you guess what happened last night.
I think Hoffer had a late night. I think we can say that pretty safely. You know who also had a late night, Hoffer?
Was it Pikachu because he was in jail? Finally.
Yeah. So So of all the things, I mean, Pokemon Journeys has done some amazing things because this is our new segment. We're talking about the anime. Pikachu legitimately got arrested. I'm not even a hyperbole here. Officer Jenny and a detective slapped cuffs on Pikachu and arrested him.
Pikachu has had this coming for a long time.
Why? Yeah. What did he do?
He gave like 300 kids seizures, Megan. That's what he did.
Okay, that's past. I'm sure there's like a statute of limitations here. Gotta say.
I think
that's past.
We have never seen a Porygon 2 or a Porygon Z in the anime, and it's all thanks to Pikachu, letting Porygon take the fall for his crimes. And so this is just some overdue retribution. Yes, Pikachu got arrested. He got thrown into jail. He will be serving between 15 to 30 years in Pokemon prison. So unfortunately, we'll never see
and
him
again.
And
time doesn't pass in the Pokemon universe.
Exactly.
As we've learned.
Go ahead, Megan.
I was just going to give people a little context if they have literally no idea what we're talking about. So currently in Japan, obviously, Pokemon Journeys is putting out new episodes weekly. It's preparing to start its new arc, which is coming up for Mew. And Gary's going to show up in a lot of Ash's, old Pokemon, which we just got a teaser for, which is exciting. But this episode that came out most recently basically follows Ash and Pikachu on their adventures. Basically, Officer Jenny and this detective like roll up and stop Ash and Pikachu. And what they noticed was that in the kind of local city that they're traveling through, a bunch of electricity was just stolen from houses. And the only evidence they have is that they saw a creature that looked like Pikachu in the shadows leaving the power plant where the electricity was stolen. So they have no choice but to arrest Pikachu. Obviously, the handcuffs they have do not fit Pikachu, so he just escapes like immediately. But they bribe him with food to go into an interrogation, basically, and they like question Pikachu, like good cop, bad cop. Pikachu escapes the jail, and they ultimately find out the real thief of the electricity. And as like the detective who is like apologizing for arresting Pikachu and like all this and that, Pikachu's basically like, as his final send off, electrocutes the detective. he's like, you shouldn't have arrested me, basically. And then walks off, basically just like a total G. So not only did Pikachu get arrested, Pikachu escaped from prison, survived interrogation, and then assaulted the detective who arrested him. So
that is like FX, prestige series protagonist right there.
Like
falsely arrested, beats up the cop who falsely imprisoned him. If I hadn't known better, this sounds like an 8-episode HBO series.
Yeah, it sounds like something like Kate Winslet would star in. But no, it's just Pikachu escaping prison. Also, my favorite thing about the episode was watching Ash's reaction, because like he really was kind of like, all right, whatever. Like at first he was like, oh no, Pikachu, no way, Pikachu wouldn't steal electricity. But then like when he gets like cuffs slapped on him and everything, Ash is kind of just like Jay chilling. He's like, well, I mean, I know he's innocent. Go is like, I don't even know what's happening right now. So Pikachu, I mean, I don't think it's like officially on his rap sheet, but he definitely got arrested and processed for a little bit. I think Pikachu is now officially Ash's most, I don't know, thug Pokemon. I don't know. There's other Pokemon Ash has that should be arrested before Pikachu.
Well, I think my favorite part about this episode was it was one of the rare filler episodes that like actually got like a lot of mainstream attention, because, Pikachu gets arrested. Of course, like every website is going to cover that. But the thing that I liked about it is it kind of Pokemon Journeys does do these like little like meta references all the time. And it kind of meta referenced the fact that we've had Pikachu knockoffs every single generation, because the actual culprit was a Pikachu that was this generation's Pikachu knockoff, Morpeko.
Pecco, man, he threw Pikachu right under that bus.
Yeah. Which, you know, it just cracks me up. Like, that was, like, what I thought was just absolutely hilarious, was that, you know, Morpeko looks absolutely nothing like Pikachu. You know, not even, like, you know, not the same ears, not the same tail. I think, like, Pikachu is, like, five times the freaking size of Morpeko. And yet they're just like, oh, yeah, nope, this, like, vaguely rodent-like electric-type Pokemon, definitely Pikachu. And it's like, wow, we're actually going there.
You are profiling Pikachu. Stop it. Like what is happening? Like, again, this is one of the things in Pokemon, if you peel back the veneer a little bit, like, it has raised questions for me. Like, do they have Pokemon prisons? Are there Pokemon jails? Is there specifically a Pokemon judicial system separate from, like, humans? Like, this was, like, the first. And never in my 20 plus years of, like, being a Pokemon fan did I ever consider that Officer Jenny would, like, be arresting Pokemon. Like, I just never really thought of it. And I know we've had, like, discussions of it before, but I just never really thought of it really intensely until I saw Pikachu getting interrogated. Well,
it does bring up some, like, real uncomfortable conversations about, like, you know, is the penal system for Pokemon the same, or because they're, like, you know, they're semi, you know, they are sentient, you know, intelligent creatures. You know, so do they just get locked up in a Pokeball forever? You know, if a Pokemon goes bad and, like, commits high crimes, like, does the punishment match? Like, you know, do they attempt to rehabilitate the Pokemon at all? You know, at all? There's a lot of really weird questions. I mean, you know, the easy answer is like, okay, let's say Pikachu gets arrested, goes through a trial, and gets convicted by a jury of his peers, which, you know, maybe that's a bunch of, like, Morpeko, and like all the Pokemon knockoffs. You know, like, does he just get stuck in the Pokeball and, like, you know, left to rot for all eternity?
I mean, probably similar kind of, guess, to what they're doing to, like, Eternatus in the anime. They just put him in the Pokeball and locked him up. I mean, I know that they've had mentions of this in the anime before, like, even back in some of the, like, really, you know, first couple seasons where they've, you know, had Officer Jenny, you know, investigating, you know, renegade Pokemon, et cetera, et cetera. But this was, like, the most real exploration of that, because it, like, actually happened. And I mean, at the end, obviously, Pikachu was, you know, proven innocent and freed. But, like, the exoneration only came after, like, a whole, like, process. Pikachu had to Pikachu had to escape prison to prove its innocence. If not, they were going to slap Pikachu in a Pokeball and lock him up. Like, I just would really like a, you know, more in-depth understanding, I guess, of how the judicial system and penal system works for Pokemon now, because it never really crossed my mind until I watched this episode.
Maybe there's no presumption of innocence in the Pokemon world.
That's what I want. Like, are you, you know, guilty until proven innocent, innocent until proven guilty? What is, like, are there death sentences for Pokemon? Like,
I didn't want to bring that up, but
I mean, that's something you have to question. And I mean, I can't imagine that, but I mean, like, at least in the United States, you know, if there are animals that, you know, they can be put down if they, you know, attack people, you know, sometimes in really unfair situations, you know, sometimes, who knows? I mean, it's just a very complicated subject, even in, you know, real life. And now this fictional wormhole has been opened up because of this one filler episode. And I have a lot of questions that I don't think necessarily need to be answered, but I want answered.
I will say this is, you know, if Pokemon existed with real world laws, Pikachu 100% would have been designated as a vicious Pokemon. The number of times that he's attacked random humans, like, basically unprovoked, It's astonishing. I mean, like, he like electrocuted like Ash like 15 freaking times when he first became a trainer. Like, you know, Officer Jenny would have like, you know, like told him to like get a dangerous Pokemon tag or, you know, like
Charizard.
Yeah, Charizard's another one. Yeah. Like these things are just, you know, Ash actually has a lot of very dangerous and vicious Pokemon. That's just all there is to it. You know, a lot of those Pokemon would probably, like, a judge would order them to, you know, take those Pokemon away from Ash.
It's like a whole thing that I'm glad it's just one of those things, again, that we have said time and time again. You peel back that veneer just like a couple centimeters and things start unraveling really quickly. So you can look forward to that episode eventually kind of coming to the U.S. as part of Pokemon Journey's, you know, progress towards its dubbing. It's going to take a hot minute because Japan is obviously quite far ahead of where we are with the English dub, but I'm ready to see it.
Yeah, no, I'm excited. We got a good slate of dubbed episodes coming up here for the United States. Hopefully Netflix will officially announce that next set of Pokemon episodes here soon, because they still have not said anything yet. And, you know, that's a little worrisome.
A little bit. I'm not going to pull full red flags on the situation yet, but it's a little strange. I will definitely confer that with you. It is very strange.
Yeah. So kind of, you know, jumping from people who, you know, from Pokemon who belong in jail to people that belong in moral jail. Or ethical jail.
Or actual jail when they assault people.
So we've been kind of covering this for a while. The surge in demand for Pokemon trading cards. We talked about last week how Target went and said, we're no longer selling Pokemon cards in our physical locations. A video went viral recently that kind of showed exactly why a lot of these like mainstream big retail stores are no longer selling Pokemon cards. If you haven't seen it yet, it's been making the rounds on Twitter and Instagram. Basically is a group of scalpers who basically have been told they're not allowed to come into the store until a certain time. They're all lined up at the door. And as soon as the doors open, they charge in, and it is like throwing a chum into the water with sharks. It's bad. It's one of the ugliest things that I have seen as a Pokemon fan in a while.
I mean, basically it's just a description of the video. Obviously, if you're listening to this now, pause, go watch it, come right back, because basically it's just a video following, you know, a bunch of, you know, grown men. And I can't say whether or not they are actually wanting those cards for their kids or if they're wanting them to flip, but we know they're probably wanting to flip them just by the amount of cards they're trying to grab. But it's basically just like, you know, those videos you would watch of like, you know, back when like Beanie Babies were like huge, or, you know, certain Power Ranger action figures back in the like 90s, of just people losing their absolute minds trying to get the hottest toy for, you know, Christmas. But now it's just Pokemon cards, and it's happening all the time. And this video is the exact reason why, you know, they're not letting cards be sold at, you know, Walmart in stores, at Target in stores. You know, a lot of smaller card shops that I know around here are no longer getting new stock in. They're not doing that at all. Or whatever stock they do get, they have it behind like glass behind the cash register, like in bulletproof casing. Like, it's ridiculous what is happening right now. And all I could think about was like, what if there was like a kid in that line who was just wanting to get Pokemon cards, and like they can't compete with that. Like,
No, I mean, it's in case you're watching the video and you're trying to, you know, see who these people are, I can confirm that Jim Viscardi is not one of the people rushing into the store and throwing elbows.
Unless he's got a real good disguise on, I'm fairly confident in saying that Jim Viscardi was not a part of this vicious Pokemon mob.
You know, One of the local stores that, you know, I go to from time to time, you know, they set up a separate, like, basically when you walk into the store, they set up a like separate part of the store just to get Pokemon cards. So, you know, none of the Pokemon cards are like available, like, you know, for grabbing. They've got them like behind a separate booth, basically, like, because they're like, well, there's a lot of people. And you know, they're going to go over here. And if you want to get board games or, you know, Warhammer stuff, which, you know, Warhammer's got its, you know, own set of, you know, supply issues right now. But you know, any other board game or even like Magic the Gathering stuff, you know, here, go to this part of the room. But if you want Pokemon cards, go over here. And it's you know, like I said, the supply issues are going to be bad for at least a few more months. Like, I know that, you know, lines that, you know, were in, you know, line that, you know, they've increased their initial print runs of these things and they've ordered reprints, and eventually all the stuff is going to hit the market. So if you, you know, have not gotten like Battle Styles, for instance, or, you know, Shining Fates or something like that, you know, do not go to eBay and pay like the insane knockup, you know, like the prices for them, because more stock will eventually be available. Like, you know, these things have print runs of years.
Yeah, a lot of it is false inflation and social media, you know, presenting the pressure of, you need to have this card right now. You need to flip this card right now. Mm. You know, the visibility of seeing a lot of people, you know, Pokemon, you know, personalities on Twitch or YouTube, you know, doing unboxing and openings of cards. I mean, that's neat to see and it's fun to see. And it makes you obviously want to get those cards ASAP. But I mean, the false inflation is coming from that idea that, you know, you have to get these cards right now. They're not going to be reprinted. These cards are going to be worth, you know, the amount of a OG, you know, Charizard in 10 plus years. I highly doubt that's going to be the case, because these are, in a couple months, you know, I'd say, you know, likely by the end of this year, you're going to start seeing these reprints pretty frequently in stores. Yeah. So it's just astounding to me. The lack of communication and education of what is happening to the cards that are making people kind of buy them like this, you know, especially some parents that I've seen. You know, I'm in a local, like, nationally citywide Pokemon group on Facebook, and I don't really use Facebook a lot, but, you know, like, I saw a notification come up where this mom was asking, was it a good price to buy one of the like big box sets for like $200? And I was like, no, stop it. Don't do it. I know your kid wants that so bad, but that is just feeding into the culture of what's happening. So it's just so frustrating. And then when you see it, you know, in videos like this one that's going viral, it just kind of makes it even more real. And this is why I'm concerned I'm not going to get my Vaporeon card.
Yeah, well, you know, the big thing that really concerns me about all of this, you know, eventually these cards are going to come back to Target. Eventually they're going to come back to Walmart. You know, I'm not really worried about those. What I'm worried about is with like, you know, the local games, you know, the local game stores and stuff like that, who do not have the stock right now and eventually are going to, you know, try to, you know, when they get their, you know, when the stuff comes in. You know, I am just worried that, you know, because we see this stuff happen in comics where, you know, it's such a weird game, you know, to try to figure out what the actual demand is for this stuff. And, you know, I'm just worried that, you know, eventually, you know, game stores are going to be stuck with all these like Pokemon cards that they're not able to sell to people because, you know, the market's been flooded with them. You know, we will continue to cover this, as it just seems to be the hot story in Pokemon nowadays is, you know, everyone wants Pokemon trading cards. Moving on to something a little bit more pleasant. It's time for our PokeFact of the week. You know, we have moved on to the Johto Pokedex. Last week, we talked about Chikorita and its evolutions. And this week, we're talking about Cyndaquil. I have brought up many times how the Johto starter Pokemon have gotten a bad rap. And, you know, they kind of have, you know, they're cool Pokemon. I love the Pokemon, but like in the games, they're just awful. And Typhlosion, unfortunately, is another victim of this. Now, Typhlosion has this really cool Pokedex entry talking about, I'm going to pull it up now. But, you know, basically talking about how, you know, when it gets mad, it's, you know, it has these like great attack moves and stuff like that. So give me one second. I'm pulling it up now. So it, you know, the original Pokedex entry talks about how it has a secret devastating move. It rubs its blazing fur together to cause huge explosions. Pretty freaking cool, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it does not have any such move in its moveset, at least not initially. Its initial moveset, you know, like topped off. I'm going to pull it up. Like this is ridiculous. So its signature move at level 60 was Flamethrower.
LOL.
You know, that's what it got. That was its
capstone. That tells you everything you need to know almost.
So it did not get the move that its own Pokedex entry talked about until Gen 4, where it finally got Eruption, which is a move that, you know, is supposed to be Torkoal's, you know, signature move, but they gave it to Typhlosion because they're like, oh yeah, we should probably do something about that.
Yeah.
It also has like an ability, you know, which once again, I don't think this is also in its moveset. It has the ability to kind of create a heat haze that, you know, kind of like mm-hmm. a mirage to hide behind. There's nothing yeah. like that in its movesets too. Like, you know, for no. I just wish they gave these Pokemon better stats and better moves because, oh man, these things could have been classics and instead, you know, the Johto starter Pokemon are kind of like the forgotten starter Pokemon. I feel like they just do not get the same attention as all of the other starter Pokemon do.
Well, hey, I mean, you know, Pokemon Legends is going to try to change that. We have Cyndaquil as one of the starters, correct?
Yeah, that's
which
true.
Is really all I care about. I mean, I'll say this, you know, like when it comes to starters, it's so hard for me to pick. I mean, Gen 1's always going to be there, but like, I think Johto's second for me, just because I have such a connection to playing Silver. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I mean, I know they're not amazing in the game, but like, I'm not necessarily the kind of Pokemon player that is always focusing on stats. I'm more just like, oh, you're cute and I have an attachment to you. And so for me, it was always Cyndaquil because Cyndaquil was always the starter I chose for Johto. Typhlosion. I have a giant Typhlosion plush that I got from one of the Pokemon centers in Japan. Mm-hmm. He's up really high or else I'd get him down, but I would knock literally everything down from my shelf if I tried to grab him. but like, I do have such an attachment to that generation of those starters, but I do agree in the broader sense of like the fandom, they kind of just get washed away.
Yeah, they're really just there. Although, you know, like you said, it does seem like they're getting a nice rehabilitation. Meganium's one of the featured Pokemon in New Pokemon Snap. Like you could
yeah.
say that's the closest that we've got to a mascot Pokemon for that game. And Cyndaquil yeah. is, you know, getting a second run as a starter Pokemon. So that's all we've got for this week. Thank you so much for listening. Megan, where can people find you on the internets?
Yes, I am, as I said earlier, you can find me over on Twitter at Megan Peter CB. Please hit me up whenever we have information on those EV cards. And also just a shout out in the chat. I know we had several, you know, new listeners. I know CBE, I can't even read, CDEDBD. I don't know if I said that right. You're from Wales. Shout out. When I studied abroad in England, I loved going to Cardiff. So hello. and everyone else in the chat who said that y'all were new. Thank you for listening. It's awesome to see y'all.
Yep. Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much. And, you know, if you want to go and chat me up on Twitter, I can be found at C Hoffer, CBUS. And yeah, so next week we've got another big episode coming up. Not only
well, I mean, it's a huge episode because Jim Viscari will be back.
Well, that's exactly what I was going to say. Well, we will have our special guest host Jim Viscardi, you know, make his occasional appearance on the podcast, but also Ash's old Pokemon are coming back next week, so I'm sure we will have lots to talk about
so
there.
Much. Gary will be back. Pokemon will be back. We will have so much to talk about, and there will be plenty to read about over on comicbook.com. We will be covering all of the good, juicy reunion details, so stay tuned for that.
Yep. Well, until next time, we'll see you soon. Thanks for listening.
Catch you later.